Chapter 21. Sanctity of the Priesthood. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron's sons, the priests, and tell them, None of you shall make himself unclean for any dead person among his people, except for his nearest relatives, his mother or father, his son or daughter, his brother, or his maiden sister who is of his own family while she remains unmarried. For these he may make himself unclean. But for a sister who has married out of his family, he shall not make himself unclean. This would be a profanation. The priest shall not make bare the crown of the head, nor shave the edges of the beard, nor lacerate the body. To their God they shall be sacred, and not profane his name. Since they offer up the oblations of the Lord, the food of their God, they must be holy. A priest shall not marry a woman who has been a prostitute, or has lost her honor, nor a woman who has been divorced by her husband, for the priest is sacred to his God. Honor him as sacred who offers up the food of your God. Treat him as sacred, because I, the Lord, who have consecrated him, am sacred. A priest's daughter who loses her honor by committing fornication, and thereby dishonors her father also, shall be burnt to death. The most exalted of the priests, upon whose head the anointing oil has been poured, and who has been ordained to wear the special vestments, shall not bare his head or rent his garments, nor shall he go near any dead person. Not even for his father or mother may he thus become unclean or leave the sanctuary, otherwise he will profane the sanctuary of his God, for with the anointing oil upon him he is dedicated to his God, to me, the Lord. The priest shall marry a virgin, not a widow or a woman who has been divorced, or a woman who has lost her honor as a prostitute, but a virgin taken from his own people shall he marry. Otherwise, he will have base offspring among his people. I, the Lord, have made him sacred. Irregularities. The Lord said to Moses, Speak to Aaron and tell him, None of your descendants of whatever generation who has any defect shall come forward to offer up the food of his God. Therefore, he who has any of the following defects may not come forward. He who is blind or lame, or who has any disfigurement or malformation, or a crippled foot or hand, or who is humpbacked or weakly, or wall-eyed, or who is afflicted with eczema, ringworm, or hernia. No descendant of Aaron the priest who has any such defect may draw near to offer up the oblations of the Lord. On account of his defect, he may not draw near to offer up the food of his God. He may, however, partake of the food of his God. Of what is most sacred, as well as of what is sacred. Only, he may not approach the veil, nor go up to the altar, on account of his defect. He shall not profane these things that are sacred to me, for it is I, the Lord, who make them sacred. Moses therefore told this to Aaron and his sons, and to all the Israelites.